You're listening to Dismiss, an international school Suva podcast series.
Another 5-minute mystery.
Must be a big case we're heading for, Inspector.
Well, you're right in a way, Stokes. I've known old Sherry, the man who's been murdered, for a long time.
Isn't he the guy who owned a lot of diamonds?
Yes, he had very valuable ones in his collection, and I think somebody killed Sherry for those diamonds.
Any idea who?
We'll find that out after we get inside.
Oh, hello, Inspector. I'm glad you got here so soon.
Hello, Dr. Matthews. I brought Sergeant Stokes along to help.
Fine, come on in, won't you? Inspector, this is Mr. Sayers, who found Mr. Sherry unconscious when he came in.
How do you do, Mr. Sayers? Holy Moses! Look at this place. It looks like a cyclone has struck it. Now, tell us what happened, won't you, Mr. Sayers? I'd like to get the story straight.
Well, in a very confidential capacity, I represent a very large diamond buying syndicate. Mr. Sherry was known to have a very extensive collection of gems. One specimen in particular that our firm wanted to buy.
And you were sent to see if he would sell it?
That's right. I made an appointment with Mr. Sherry for this evening. He said to come here and that he might be back here in the study and not hear the bell. If no one answered, I was to come right in. He would leave the door unlocked for me.
Isn't that a rather strange thing for a man to do? With a very valuable collection of diamonds in his house?
Well, I thought so at the time, but I thought also that Mr. Sherry was perhaps, well, eccentric. You see, I never met him, or as a matter of fact, heard of him until yesterday. I come from another part of the country, you see.
And he was alone?
Completely. You can imagine how shocked I was at finding Sherry lying on the floor by the desk, unconscious, and the room all upset.
When Mr. Sayers phoned me, I imagined that Sherry was suffering from one of the chronic attacks. However, I find that the man has been hit in the base of his skull by a powerful blow, breaking his neck and killing him instantly.
You say you were familiar with Mr. Sherry's chronic attacks, Doctor?
Yes, I've been Mr. Sherry's personal physician for many years.
That was why I phoned Dr. Matthews, Inspector. I knew that he would be able to offer the best help.
Mr. Sayers, your theory is a very nicely calculated one. In fact, I would have acted on it if it hadn't been for one thing. As it is, though, I'm holding you for the murder of Mr. Sherry and the attempted theft of his diamond collection.
What mistake did Sayers make that caused the inspector to hold him on a definite charge of murder? And now, back to our 5-minute mystery!
Put your hands behind your back.
Hold me for murder? Right, Inspector, I told you.
I know, Mr. Sayers, you told me a little too much. When you said you had never met Sherry, nor heard of him until a day ago, everything was fine. But when you said you called his personal physician purposely, you caught yourself. If you knew nothing about Sherry, you couldn't have known who his personal physician was.
Hey, Inspector, that was pretty clever. Pretty clever. Rats!
You just heard another 5-minute mystery!